Good evening, hello, and welcome from the PNC studio at Halas Hall, a live edition of Bears All Access. We have Fuel Up to Play 60 schools with us here in the studio today. Fuel Up to Play 60 is the nation's largest in-school wellness program in over 73,000 K through 12 schools with 38 million students involved. So we're going to have a raucous atmosphere here at Halas Hall today. 85 Bear, Tom Thayer is here. I'm Zach Zaidman, and we are pleased to be joined for the first time since he became a Bear on the show today for the full hour is rookie safety Adrian Amos. Welcome aboard.
Yeah, thank you.
Now, for people who don't know, when you were their age, you grew up a Ravens fan.
Yeah.
You grew up watching Ed Reed.
Exactly.
Ray Lewis. And that's the kind of defense that the Bears want to become.
Yeah, yes, sir. Yeah, yeah. Since day one, that's all I saw was Ray Lewis and Ed Reed and the 2000 Ravens team. And then, coming here, all you hear about is the 85 Bears defense. So it seems like the vibe is they love great defenses around here.
Were you always raised to be a defensive player? I know you get influenced early in your career by maybe a player you see that you like or a reputation of a team. You know, it seems like everybody comes to the NFL, they have athleticism to do more than one position. Were you always a defensive player?
Well, actually, I grew up a quarterback. So I played quarterback from the age six. So I started playing quarterback, and I played linebacker in rec ball. You know, everybody the same size down there. So you can play linebacker. And I changed to defensive back and probably my 10th grade year in high school, and that's when I started mostly playing defense.
Did you change or did a coach change you?
Well, when I went to high school, I went to private school, high school, and I played quarterback, but my 9th grade year, I was 5'2". So
I know the feeling. And then, stinks, man.
Yeah. My sophomore year, I wanted to play varsity, and it wasn't going to be a quarterback by that time, I was about 5'5". So I said I wanted to play DB. So I went out there and played corner, and I ended up starting that corner as a sophomore.
And he's been playing defensive back ever since, yeah. A variety of different positions back there. You went to Calvert Hall High School in Baltimore. For people who don't know, Mel Kiper Jr. went to Calvert Hall. Did he give you a favorable rating coming out of Penn State?
No, not really. He didn't. Man, it's been doubts about me since Penn State, and he didn't help too much, but he said a couple good things after I was drafted, so I just watch, and it's good to have somebody like that that's from my school, so it's cool that he's an alumni, but no favoritism there.
We were all watching that night when you were drafted, and the only positive thing that he said was about the school.
Yeah.
It's almost as though he forgot that the Bears picked you. It was just a chance to talk about his school, your high school. By the way, Juan Dixon, remember the former Maryland basketball star? He went there, won an NCAA championship. And Murdoch from the A-team, Dwight Schultz, also went to Calvert Hall High School.
But they can't tackle that. Adrian Peterson. You know, that's the thing. That's what Adrian Amos has developed into. But, you know, you've always been a player since you've been a player. You know, going back to Penn State, you started contributing immediately your freshman year. Then you became a starter. Then you came to the Bears, and you started contributing, then became a starter. That's part of your football DNA, isn't it, that you got high expectations for yourself, and if you're on a team, you're going to be a player.
Yeah, I was raised competitive, in my household and around my family and my neighborhood. You have to be competitive, so I've been competitive my whole life. So it's never just to come and have a jersey or wear a hat. You know, it's to come contribute, come to play, and you have to believe that you're the best first before anybody else can tell you.
You originally committed to Connecticut, but the head coach there, Randy Etzel, was leaving Connecticut, and he went to Maryland.
Yeah.
You ended up going to Penn State. How did that happen?
Well, coming out of high school, in the draft process, I didn't have really that many offers. I didn't have any looks. I couldn't get an offer, a scholarship from Towson University. You know, that was around the corner.
Wow, his backyard.
So, UConn was one of my first offers. I went to a camp and did really good there. And they gave me a scholarship, so I ended up with two scholarships, and I didn't know too much about the recruitment process, and they told me if I didn't commit, then I wasn't going to have a scholarship. So I committed there, and then when the coach left, and after I had a real good senior year, and then one day, actually, Donovan Smith, that was a left tackle on my team, he was with Coach Larry Johnson at the time, and he was like, have you seen this safety? He just decommitted from UConn, and then he called me up after he saw my highlight tape and checked my grades, and then he offered me right there, and then I ended up going to Penn State.
You know, you're gaining fame as an ex-Penn State athlete. Who's the most famous Penn State athlete you've met throughout your venture there?
I don't know who's the most famous, but because I met the majority of them because they all came back after that, the 2012 season when we had a chance to leave, and a lot of the alumni came to ask us to stay at Penn State. So I met LeVar Arrington and all the Capoletti. Everybody just came back. It was a lot of them.
It's an impressive alumni base from Penn State. A lot of great contributors that came into the NFL and in different other adventures.
I think the most challenging thing was you were probably at the most turbulent time in Penn State history. Right. Three different head coaches, right. NCAA sanctions that no school has had to face, and the constant media storm that was there. What was it like being a player, and why didn't you leave? Because you had an opportunity to go just like everybody else on the team, but you stayed.
At the time, you don't really think about it that it's happening this way and what's going to come out of it. You're just in a moment, and you seeing people leave. You getting blamed for things. You know, you getting punished for things that you had nothing to do with. You know, some of the people involved I'd never even seen before. So, It's like you're mad, but you want to stick it out with your teammates. You know, you want to see who's staying. You want to convince people to stay. And we was just there, and we said we're going to make something special. And we ended up staying and committing to the team. We walked upstairs, six of us walked upstairs and told O'Brien that we were staying. You know, and he looked like it was a big sigh of relief because he didn't know what everybody was going to do.
Hey, teammates for life, huh? Those guys that decided to stick it out, and it probably made you guys even closer, right. You know, in the end.
Exactly. Those six players that I was talking about, we walked up and said, we have a group text today, and we text every day, and a lot of us are at different places throughout the league. Allen Robinson, Donovan Smith, Deion Barnes, Bill Belton, and Kyle Carter. We all spread out right now, but we still are connected, you know, every single day.
That's pretty impressive. Rookie safety Adrian Amos is our guest. Tom Thayer is here. This is a live edition of Bears All Access. When we come back, you think the stuff at Penn State is tough, really? He grew up with Adrian Amos Sr., and that guy, that's the toughest guy of them all. We'll explain next with the Bears rookie safety on Bears All Access, live from the PNC studio at Halas Hall, in front of our friends from Heal Up to Play 60 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. As you can tell, this is a live edition of Bears All Access for the PNC studio at Halas Hall in front of our friends from Fuel Up to Play 60. Fuel Up to Play 60 is student-driven. John Dugan from Glenbard West High
Just
School.
Just met John.
And Troy McDaniel from William Brown are the two Fuel Up to Play 60 state ambassadors with us here tonight, I believe. So give them a big round of applause. Adrian Amos is our guest, the Bears rookie safety, making his first appearance on the show. 85 Bear Tom Thayer is here. I'm Zach Zabin. Happy to have you aboard. Before we went to the commercial break, I mentioned Adrian Amos Sr., your dad, a Baltimore police officer. So you know you grew up in a strict household. But the reason I bring that up is this was a turbulent year in Baltimore, especially in regards to relations between the police and the community. And you have a unique vantage point because of that. What was that like, just watching that from here and seeing what was going on in your hometown?
Actually, I was in Baltimore at the time that it was going on.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
so at the time. White Sox, I believe.
So, I got a little bit of both sides of, you know, of the story because my father is a police officer, and then I know a lot of people that were in the areas or associated with the things that they were fighting for down there, and I don't think it was as big as it looked on TV. You know, it was a big event, and a lot of things happened that were wrong, but most of the things were peaceful. There was a lot of peaceful protests going on. And but, you know, the media, a lot of the bad is shown. So that was only maybe one or two events where kids got out of control and did a lot of things out of anger. So, I've seen both sides. I've seen the cops, you know, be the bad guy, and I've seen, you know, the civilians, so doing the wrong things, and the outcome is not, you know, what we all think.
Does it inspire you to be even more successful? Because you have an opportunity in front of you, both, you know, going through college and now at an NFL level. And you being a positive person can have a much bigger impact than the negative side that you see. So did it inspire you to think, look, my dad is an important part of the success of our community, and you can help be an important part of the success of the communities here and where you're from?
I think it's, you know, my responsibility to, you know, to give back and to help the youth. You know, as my father works a lot in the community, and that's what I want to do moving forward. That's what I want to do, you know, as I get older. One day I want to have my own rec center. You know, I want to do things like that. Doing little camps and things like that, I can see how, even one time with a kid that you can have an impact on their life and change what they want to do moving forward.
Visiting with safety, Adrian Amos here on Bears All Access, brought to you by Sports Authority. NFL Films, each year they follow around different rookies on various teams leading up to the season to kind of find out how they're training to become the professionals that they need to be. And they followed you into a school in Baltimore where you spoke to some kids, very similar to some of the kids here. What was the message that you wanted to give those kids in Baltimore?
Just that, you know, life is about the decisions you make, and the normal stuff, listening to your coaches, listening to your teachers, and being school first minded, because you can't do anything without the school first. You know, you can't play your sports, and you can't go anywhere without those grades. And just a lot of things that go on in that area is that they need to stay away from. I guess it might be, it seemed a little odd to talk to middle school about drugs and things like that, but that's what, you know, that's all around them, you know, every day, as in they, you know, they live in inner city Baltimore, and, you know, violence and things like that is all around them. So just talking to them about that and showing them that, regardless of your situation, everybody has their own choice. Everybody has a decision to make, and those choices, affect, you know, the outcome.
Tom, I was watching a feature on Matt Forte yesterday on television, and his father played college football. I think your dad played college football too.
No, just high school.
Just high school. Well, still, that's more than I did. And they were. Forte was talking about how when he first started to learn how to play football, he didn't know that you could move when they were coming to tackle you. And the first day he played football, he got crushed every single time. So he's talking to his dad, and he's like, am I allowed to move away from the guy trying to tackle me? And his dad goes, yes, I thought you knew that. And then once he realized that, they couldn't stop him, and he would embarrass all these kids with all these moves. He's doing it to NFL players today. What was the single most important lesson you learned from your dad that has helped you on the football field?
Single most. I never thought about, you know, just one particular thing. But I was, you know, I was taught to never be scared, you know, of anybody. I had a lot of older cousins, and I used to be out there, and we used to play one-on-one basketball, and they're all older than me, or, you know, we're a race, or we'll play football in the yard, and they would always beat me, you know, because they were older and stronger and faster, you know. They all play sports too, so but when I used to, you know, get mad, because, you know, I was a sore loser, and I used to get mad and go to my father and be mad and pouting. He was like, just play them again, just keep going, you know, and keep fighting. Don't back down from, you know, anybody. So, you know, I used to play him. You know, some days I say race me until I win, until they give up and just let me win. Or we just play basketball, and if I lost, we playing again. So they already expect, you know, I'm a try to play again, you know, even if I lose.
You know, you think of what you've been through through your college years, and then what got you here to the NFL. And then you come to the Bears, you get drafted, you go through OTAs, all the preseason practices, you go through training camp, you kind of fit in, see where you fit. You play one preseason game, the guy that's playing in front of you plays about 8 snaps, and then they cut him, and they replace you. They replace him with you. You know, of everything that's been thrust upon you from your experiences in college with the 6 guys that you stuck with and then getting drafted and then coming to the Bears, how long did the importance of that one singular move take to set into you? Did it make you nervous? Or did it even raise you expected that out of yourself?
Oh yeah, just like I said, you know, when I'm playing the game, you know, I expect to compete, you know, I expect to contribute early, and I just want to come and you know, contribute and be the best. You know, you have to think you're the best before anybody else will say you're the best. So I just come in, and when that happened, you know, I said this is another opportunity to show what I can do. Especially, you know, since, you know, all my life, people have been telling me that I wasn't, you know, wasn't this or wasn't that.
Was it Coach Vic Fangio or Coach Ed Donatell, your position coach, that told you, said, Adrian, you're going to start getting some reps with the ones?
Hold on. We'll find out the answer to that question next with the safety, Adrian Amos. Tom Thayer is here. I'm Zach Zaidman. This is a live edition of Bears All Access, a Fuel Up to Play 60 edition from PNC Studio at Halas Hall on Chicago Sports Radio 670, The Score. 85 Bear Tom Thayer is here. I'm Zach Zaidman. We've got safety Adrian Amos with us for the full hour. This is a live edition of Bears All Access brought to you by Sports Authority, the Fuel Up to Play 60 edition. We have Fuel Up to Play 60 schools with us here in the studio today. Fuel Up to Play 60 has helped create real change. 14 million students are eating better by adding nutritious foods such as low-fat and fat-free dairy, fruits, vegetables, and whole grains to their meals and are getting more physical activity each day. Nutrition is it. You can't come into Halas Hall and play for the Bears if you're not up to date with your nutrition, right, Adrian?
Right.
I mean, you can't eat bad food. And I notice even at the college level, they're starting to change, but you can still have a few fried things in college, maybe a snack or two that you probably could. But at the NFL level, with weigh-in and all that kind of stuff, you can't mess around.
Well, I think it's great because you're offered the perfect diet. You know, when I was playing for the Bears, we didn't have the whole nutrition concerns. So you were kind of left on your own to kind of supply your own food as much as you needed it during the day. Now these young kids come in, or even the older players get to come in and they get to supply their body with nutrition that's so important to the way they play or their sustained muscle use that they have on Sunday. So it's probably changed as much as any element inside the NFL, and it's probably as important as the way you lift weights or watch film.
And Penn State is renowned for making sure that everyone is in good shape. What's the worst thing that you've eaten since the season started?
This season.
You're not going to get in trouble,
I don't know. Chick-fil-A. Probably. I ate Chick-fil-A.
You're saying that's a bad thing.
I ate there today. But I consider that health food.
No. But not.
Right. When we were taking the commercial break, Tom brought up the conversation. You might have not had one. Who knows? Let's find out right now. That moment when the Bears made you a starter, because you began training camp the offseason. You have to show your stuff before anyone can even begin to kind of anoint you anything on this team. But after that first preseason game, you obviously...
They don't tell you you're a starter. They go, hey, you're going to get some reps with number one. And then
well, let's find out.
Yes.
Who told you what and when?
Oh, we was just in stretching before practice. And Coach Sam, he was just like...
Sam Garns.
He was just like, you up. And then... I was just stressing, and then the ones when I was defense, and I ran out on defense, and that's how I knew.
Did you expect it?
Who said something to you in the huddle? Somebody had to say something, a veteran going, what are you doing here? Are you lost? Or
internal rules in that huddle.
But that's the fun part of it, because there is an achievement to everything. The way you're told that you're running with the ones, or if you do come into the huddle for the first time, because there's guys that every one of those guys have experienced once in their life.
It was more like somebody look at me and say, let's go, or something like that. Nobody, it didn't seem like everybody was surprised about what happened. Everybody was just more like, all right, now, it's time to go. It's time to show what you can do. This is more of a opportunity than, just they promoted you. But, you have to keep that job.
What's the toughest thing once you get told, all right, you're the starting safety, at least in that practice? Did you try to do different things to keep that job, or did you feel as though if you just kept doing what you'd done all along, you would continue to hold that job?
I only really know how to play football one way, and I just want to go out there and compete. And so, if anything, it elevated how I'm working. I'm still hungry. It's still, starting is not my goal. So I'm still working, as hard as I can, to get to every ball. I want to run around on defense. And you run around on defense full speed, you're bound to make plays. So that's what I was trying to do every day, every practice.
What do you not suffer through growing pains, or what do you have the most to learn about a quarterback like Aaron Rodgers or a running back like Adrian Peterson? Because obviously, whether it's an offensive lineman, that'll teach you something, a tight end, everything. But as you look at the great of, the great quarterbacks or the great running backs, what's your learning curve? Where do you have to get better at knowing?
It's a lot, that I had to learn. I know football, but this is my first time actually playing safety full time. As in college, I was more of a nickelback and a cornerback.
Yeah, we talked about this before the start of the season.
Yeah.
Before you faced Aaron Rodgers, the first game you had ever played
right. That
counted at safety
was
against Aaron Rodgers and the Green Bay Packers.
Right. So, that was the first time, I had to, come down on the tight end, fill a B gap and things like that. So just learning, myself and how to time things up and the angles and reading the quarterback what he looking at. He looking at me to see what coverage we in. So how I'm going to disguise this and that. So just at each and every game, I feel like I get better at, once I know what I'm doing now it's just, learning how to make more plays, how to be better, how to help everybody else be better.
Tom, what's the B gap for people who might not know?
Well, starting at the center is obviously one, but you have A gap is the gap in between the guard and the center. B gap will be in between the tackle and the guard. And then C and outside will be to the outside shoulders of the tight ends.
Would you be the player you are right now, this season to this point, without Antrell Roll?
No, I think, everybody has a big part in me, developing. Sam Gunn helped me a lot. Coach Ed, Coach Vic, everybody, the corners, the safeties, everybody is has helped me up. And I, without even telling me things directly, I listen to what everybody says. When they're talking, when Coach Sam is correcting another safety, I'm listening to that, so I won't make that same mistake. And I'm listening to what the linebackers do, so I know where they're fitting, so I know where I have to fit. And once you learn the whole scheme of the defense, then you better understand where you fit in on that.
When you're out there on the field, you're learning from the different coaching points that all these guys are making. How do you avoid the music? Because the background music is played so loud at practice. When you're trying to learn a system, trying to learn responsibilities, the music, does it help you focus on what the coach is saying, because you have to listen more intently, or you have to know exactly what they're saying?
It doesn't really bother me too much, as long as I know it before going in. If you're trying to learn it on the fly when you're out there on the field and everything's screaming at you, it's going to be pretty hard. But if you study it at home and then you come in and you know it, That noise is just, you know, it's just harder to yell at the person next to you telling them.
I think those are the good qualities of it, especially for a young defense and a young guy like yourself that has to be more reinforced about knowing everything because you might not always hear it.
Right.
Do you have a notebook? In addition to your iPad and watching everything, do you take notes old-fashioned style with a pen in the classroom and just when you're listening to what the coaches are doing?
Yeah, writing things down make me remember better. Typing it is not as good, but actually writing it down, I don't even have to. A lot of times, I don't even have to go back over it because I wrote it. So, I feel like it's I got to see it, I hear it, and then I write it, so it's three times.
If I read your notes, would I be able to read your penmanship? Like if I write notes, I don't know if you could read it because it's like a slop style that I can read.
You probably could read it. You probably wouldn't know what it's saying because I do little code words to myself. Okay. You understand?
Yeah, that way if someone stole it, they have no idea what's going on. Adrian Amos is our guest. Tom Thayer is here. I'm Zach Zabin. And our friends from Fuel Up to Play 60 are here as well. A live edition of Bears All Access for the PNC studio at Halas Hall on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. Alongside 85 Bear, Tom Thayer, I'm Zach Zabin. Safety Adrian Amos is our guest here on Bears All Access in front of our friends from Fuel Up to Play 60 here at PNC Studio at Halas Hall. Go to fueluptoplay60.com for more information on how to get involved in your community and help students eat healthy, get active, and make a difference. Locally, Fuel Up to Play 60 is brought to you by Midwest Dairy Council and the Chicago Bears. Give them a big round of applause here. Time now to decide on the player of the week from the Vikings game, brought to you by Sports Authority. Tom, I put a little list together and tell me what you think. On offense, Jay Cutler, because I thought 94 passer rating, that just the fact that he was willing to mix it up and get physical to get in the end zone for that go-ahead touchdown. Alshon Jeffrey, he's made such a big impact on the offense since coming back from his leg injuries. And then on the defensive side, you can go with Christian Jones, who's all over the field. You can go with Kyle Fuller, who had that very impressive diving interception. And what about the guy sitting next to you, Adrian Amos? He was all over the field, too.
Right. But, rookies, young guys, we need to get them into that second year, third year, or 16th, 15th game of their first season before we start dangling that MVP type of candidate in front of them.
All right, before you're asked to pick a Sports Authority Player of the Week, what stands out about what Adrian Amos was able to do Sunday against the Vikings?
No, it more started, for me, I think more the challenge of the day that he was elevated to number one, because it's no guarantee. There is no assurance. There's nothing that's going to say that, hey, I'm going to be there at the end of this practice or the start of tomorrow's practice. So I look at the big picture up into now, and that's what impresses me so much because I played a lot of my first year too, and it takes a toll on you because you have the experience of coming out of college and now the NFL seasons seem so long. I'm just impressed what he's been able to do from one week to the next and get better from one week to the next in facing the best of the best early in this season.
That you've probably never ever come close to facing a running back like you faced on Sunday in Adrian Peterson.
No, he's definitely one of the best.
What's the hardest thing about going up against somebody like that?
He's great, and he's been doing it for a long time, and he's explosive. He's quick and fast. He cuts, in stride. He can run full speed and cut. So it makes it hard to come down and tackle.
All the running backs in the NFL are good, but if you don't have faith in yourself and confidence in yourself, it doesn't matter who's in front of you because you can fall down. And one thing that amazes me is that your willingness to come up and stay committed to the tackle. And I think that's one of the best things against all the talented running backs that I've seen out of you so far. And it seems like there's got to be a lot going through your mind when there's 5 yards separating from you and anybody in an NFL running back jersey that, that's tackle time for you, where it comes down to the fundamentals that are preached to you every day by your coaches.
In that situation, the running back is taught nobody's supposed to tackle you one on one.
Right.
And then at safety, you're taught, you know, you're the last line of defense. You can't miss that tackle. That's the tackle you're supposed to make. So, my viewpoint on that when I see that is just, you know, get them on the ground, you know, and we play more downs, because you know, a couple of tackles if you miss at safety, that's a touchdown. So it's not, you know, in the grand scheme of things, it may not be your fault, but you know, it sure looked right that way when somebody breaks a long run,
because it someone had to have screwed up for a guy to get to the level where you're forced to make a one-on-one tackle. But nevertheless, that's football.
Or sometimes it's blocked well in front of you. You got to give the offense, you know, one of the
lineman
here
offensive
too.
Lineman talking here. By the way, it doesn't say here Sports Authority Big Picture Player of the Season. It says Sports Authority Player of the Week. So we have to pick somebody.
I'll go Jay.
We'll go Jay Cutler.
I think Jay's been doing a great job. You know, one thing when you look at Alshon's touchdown pass, and speaking to a defensive back, when Jay threw the pass, Alshon Jeffrey was at about the 8.5 yard line. And he caught it in the far back corner of the end zone. You imagine the time that Jay has to anticipate that throw to Alshon to get to the back of the end zone. And, you know, as a defensive back, you got to imagine what was going through his mind, because you know Alshon is the receiver that you've grown to see out of practice and every day. He's impressive, isn't he?
Yeah, he's real well. And Jay put the ball where only he could go get it. And, you know, he constantly, since OTAs, you know, first day I got here, he's been making catches like that. So you put it up where the, you know, defender can't get there, and he's going to go get it.
Yeah, you guys are lucky you don't have to face him in a real game, because it's frustrating when a guy can catch like that and he's bigger than everybody. It's demoralizing.
One more question.
Go ahead.
And from college to the NFL, do guys like Alshon Jeffrey seem bigger or Martellus Bennett? Because in college, how many tight ends do you see like Martellus? There is a bigger, wide receivers, but I mean, both of them are great in their own right, but you couldn't have seen a lot of 6'5", 6'6", 6'6" tight ends.
I think it's more so, I played in the Big Ten, so there was a lot of, you know, big tight ends or tackles, but seeing one that's that fast at that size, you know, that can actually move, if they're that size, you know, they're only blocking. But he's running routes downfield. He's spreading out
wide and running routes. He talks more than professors that you probably had at Penn State. I mean,
He's the walking tangent.
Hey, you know what? When we come back, there's a very good possibility that Jeremy Langford ends up as the starting running back this week as Matt Forte nurses his knee injury. You had a chance to play against Langford, right?
Yeah.
Oh, so we'll get an inside scouting report from the man who had to stop him. Next,
only Adrian, say good things.
Adrian Amos is here, Tom Thayer, Zach Zaidman, and our friends from Fuel Up to Play 60. Bears All Access from PNC Studio, Halas Hall, rolls on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. Spend game day with the Chicago Bears Network, starting with Bears Game Day Live, brought to you by Advocate Healthcare, 10:30 Sunday morning on Fox 32 Chicago. And after the game, Bears Game Night Live, brought to you by CDW at 10:35 p.m. after the final word on Fox 32 Chicago. Tom, do you wear makeup for that?
I do not. I sweat too bad. I'd sweat right through it. You'd be seeing it just drip right down my face like a horror show.
85 Bear Tom Thayer's here. I'm Zach Zaidman. Our guest is safety Adrian Amos. We are live for the PNC studio at Halas Hall. This is another edition of Bears All Access, brought to you by Sports Authority, in front of our friends from Fuel Up to Play 60, co-founded by the NFL and America's dairy farmers. Fuel Up to Play 60 helps millions of students in our nation's schools eat better and get active. Healthy students are better students. All right, so Jeremy Langford, he might start this week. He's gotten a little bit of playing time, but it's tough to crack that door when Matt Forte is the starting running back, but he's got a knee injury, nursing that. We don't know what his status is going to be. You played against Jeremy Langford, who was an ultra-productive running back at Michigan State. I think he closed his college career by 16 consecutive 100-plus rushing efforts against Big Ten opponents and FBS conference records. So that gives you an idea he's pretty good. But you faced him. What's he like on the field?
Oh, yeah, he's a smart running back. You know, he knows how to find the hole. And once he get out in the open, he can accelerate. He has sneaky speed. I know he surprised
so Tom.
Yeah. He surprised a lot of people at the combine when he ran a 4.4. But you can see that on the field, because, you know, he separates from people.
And he's a downhill guy, right? So that means he wants contact too, if it's coming his way.
Yeah. He's going to run hard, and he's going to finish the run.
You know, there's different things that are going to decide the fate of your career as you become an NFL player. There's different things that's going to decide his fate as an NFL player. You know, the judgment is how well you run the ball, but you also have to be up to the blocking requirements of an NFL player. And that's one thing about Jeremy Langford is every time that he's been given an opportunity, if he looks at get an alternate look or a weird pressure comes, he always understands his assignment. Right. And I think that's a key of Jeremy's. That is the reason why you feel confident about having him around the ball.
Yeah. You know, I saw him after Matt went down, when Forte had to go to the locker room with a knee injury. Jay Cutler came over to Langford, and he had the pictures, right? Sits down right next to him, because if you're a quarterback, you want to make sure that running back's on the same page in terms of that blitz protection, and he did a nice job. I mean, Cutler had time to throw and did what he needed to do in that fourth quarter. Unfortunately, the game kind of fell apart there at the end, and that, from a defensive standpoint, that has to be demoralizing, what happened in that game, because you guys played so well until I believe it was Sam Acho said the other day that Vic Fangio pointed out that it was those last two drives, what you guys did. What was that meeting like when you guys watched film yesterday?
It's always, you know, hard to watch the film, because you see a lot of great plays, you know, right in a row, and then until that last two drives, they really couldn't do too much. They only scored one offensive touchdown, so. You know, it's hard to watch the tape and see good things, and then you know, knowing that all you had to do was finish. You know, all you had to do was finish. One more play here or there, and that's when everybody looks at themselves and see what one play they could have made more to change the outcome of that game.
Do you watch it as a complete defensive unit, then break down into segments and watch it again? And if so, is it harder watching tape with Vic Fangio or your specific position coaches?
It's kind of good that we watch it as a team, you know, as a defensive team. When we watching it, I feel like it holds everybody accountable, because everybody's watching and they're making corrections while we're watching the film. So everybody sees what everybody's supposed to be doing. So everybody wants to be, you know, noticed for their good plays that they make, you know, and then it holds you to that accountability. You don't want anybody to see you making that bad play or not hustling or getting a loaf on tape.
Pernell McPhee, after the game, said, "We got to start holding some people accountable." What's it like behind closed doors? If that's what he's saying publicly, what's he saying behind closed doors when you guys are watching the film or in the locker room?
You know, don't nobody really embarrass anybody or anything like that, but everybody's just holding each and every, you know, everybody accountable. That's everybody's job. And Pernell is a great leader, and he comes out to practice every day. He practices hard. So, you know, just when somebody's loafing in practice, when somebody's not working hard in practice, you know, the veterans and the older guys, you know, get on them.
Do you think that the use of technology in the NFL, it's probably been the greatest upgrade in terms of what you can learn off the field of any facet of the NFL? Do you make use of it, the technology that you have at the NFL level with your iPad and everything? And is it easier for you to invest a lot more time in football because you don't have the thought of classes and tests and all the other stuff that went along with school? And how is that factored into your football life different than when you were going to school?
Yeah, you know, you asked me when I was eight-year-old.
The technology that you have available to you in the NFL, do you take advantage of it because you don't have the where you're going to school in college and everything?
Yeah, it makes it, you know, a lot easier for football. You know, obviously the game is harder and it's a lot faster, and you have to know a lot more. But that iPad helps you a lot. You be at home when another game's on, watching your film, watching yourself. You can watch. It's no excuse to, you know, not know the playbook or know your plays.
I think Tom was trying to figure out are you playing video games with your free time, or are you watching the iPad and learning how to become a better football player?
Yeah, you watch film. There's no excuse not to. You know, you don't have tests to study.
You're making him smile.
For,
that's the answer you know he wanted.
Yeah, Adrian, you don't have
to. Adrian, football is the test. Every day when you come out to practice is a test based on what you learned the day before from watching yourself. When we come back, so one of his former Penn State coaches, Bill O'Brien, is now the head coach of the Houston Texans. And there's a guy on the Bears who I believe has the best Bill O'Brien imitation that there is. But does anyone have a John Fox imitation? We'll discuss next with Adrian Amos in front of our friends from Fuel Up to Play 60 on Bears All Access on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. Tom's still talking about the food.
Right.
You know,
love
Adrian
food.
Said that the worst thing he's eaten this year is Chick-fil-A, and you ate there today?
Yeah.
Oh, man, we've got our friends from Fuel Up to Play 60 here at the PNC studio at Hallis Hall. I think they've learned a lot about football, about Adrian Amos, about you. It's been a fun show here. Bears All Access brought to you by Sports Authority. All right, so one of the coaches that you played for, Adrian, at Penn State, Bill O'Brien, now the head coach of the Houston Texans, and he got a lot of exposure this summer with the Hard Knocks series, and Kari Lee at the time was a tight end in Houston, and at one point they showed footage of him getting up in front of the meeting room and imitating Bill O'Brien. That's gutsy. I mean, to be able to do that in front of the head coach, did not break character at any point, had the room in stitches, they're laughing, right? Then he gets traded to the Bears. Coincidence? but you played for Bill O'Brien, so you've seen that side of him. Is the imitation spot on by Kari Lee?
Yeah, it's pretty good. You know, he cleaned it up a lot, you know, and he cleaned it up a lot. Somebody else, actually, the year before that, or 2 years before that, mm-hmm. When O'Brien was at Penn State, somebody else did an imitation of him and said everything. You probably couldn't have put that one on TV. But yeah, he did pretty good.
So when he got traded to the Bears, Kari Lee, I'll bet all of you guys asked him if he had a Foxy imitation.
Yeah, we did ask him. He did ask him. You know, he did. He said he didn't really know how to do that one. A couple of people in there try to do them sometimes, but I don't know. You have to ask around and
yeah,
see.
Yeah, I know
who
you're not gonna mention names.
No.
Hey, how long in your life do you remember Monday Night Football? And you know, when you're getting ready to go in the regular season to go to Monday Night Football, does the sound of the music and everything still get you excited, or the thought of the everybody in the, you know, football country watching you at that time?
Yeah, sometimes, you know, when like on the bye week when I was watching games and you got to sit down and watch it, that's when you can really think, oh, this is the NFL, and you see Monday Night Football when it come on. I remember when Jacked Up used to come on. I couldn't wait until to Jacked Up. You probably can't do that now and get fined for Jacked Up hits. But yeah, it brings a lot of memories.
Well,
back.
How about this? When they introduce the starting teams, they're going to have Adrian Amos. Do you say Penn State? Did you say your high school? What'd you say for your NFL headshot when they show it on the introductions?
I think I'd say Penn State. Okay. Say Penn State. I might change it up as times, you know.
Right. Well, you know what it is, because you know, when you do watch these Monday night games and stuff, or games around the NFL, and you see the introduction of the players, it's always interesting to see what did they say at that second. And you know, in our ear, it's just a bunch of still shots. Yeah. Now at least they incorporate movement.
Yeah. Yeah, everyone tries to be a wise guy in one of those, but you played it straight, right?
Yeah, we prayed straight.
Give us the, because you probably remember it, because it's a pretty cool thing to stand. Pretend that Monday night, let's bring it early. When they introduce the Bears defense, they get
and
to the safeties.
Safety.
You see, Antrell Roll, the U. And then you're going to go and say,
Adrian Amos, Penn State.
There you go. You got the first.
Man, that's. So that's cool, and then you have to take on the number one passing offense in football coming up with Phillip Rivers. Good luck, yeah. Man. That's not going to be easy.
Yeah, it's going to be a challenge. You know, just like every week's a challenge. We face a couple great players, and we send another one.
Just think,
up.
Antonio Gates has almost been playing as old as you are.
I'll be thinking about that around the locker room and thinking about you know, how I used to watch the 2001 U team, and then Antrell walk in the locker room, and you know, and I talked to him like, you know,
like your friends.
Yeah, you're a little old.
Do you have to call him Mister?
No.
Adrian, thank you so much. We appreciate it. It's been a fun hour with rookie safety Adrian Amos. Good luck Monday against San Diego. For Tom Fair, I'm Zach Sabin. Thanks to all of you from Fuel Up to Play 60. This has been Bears All Access, brought to you by Sports Authority on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Thanks for listening.